Welcome to the Strategy Driven Editorial Perspective Podcast, where we examine the marketplace uncertainty created by today's headline events and the actions business leaders should take to ensure their organizations succeed under these circumstances. In this inaugural episode, we'll examine the sources of unnecessary uncertainty, the marketplace risk, for which there is not a proportionate reward potential. So now, without any further delays, let's get started. Washington dithering, favoritism, and power grabs are crushing the American marketplace. The question is, can it survive? All markets possess a natural amount of uncertainty, and it is from uncertainty that great business opportunities are born. Some uncertainty, however, is unnecessary, creating risk without proportionate reward. Fully avoidable, unnecessary uncertainty arises from the efforts of those who would seek to manipulate and/or control the marketplace to advantage some and punish others. It is not an attempt to bring fairness to the market through regulation, as in the case of monopolies, but rather to garner personal power by changing the rules of an equitable game after it has already started. Adam Smith, the renowned author of The Wealth of Nations and father of modern economics, said, "By pursuing his own interest, the individual frequently promotes that of the society more effectually than when he really intends to promote it. I have never known such good done by those who affected to trade for the public good." Who creates unnecessary uncertainty? Sometimes it results from the market turmoil created by the manipulations of a few, such as the grab for wealth by former Enron CEO Ken Lay. At other times, it is born of the power grabs and indecision of politicians, federal, state, and local, from both parties. Today's marketplace is stifled under the tremendous weight of unnecessary uncertainty created by the lawmakers in Washington, D.C., as they vie for power behind closed doors and procrastinate in decision-making. Marketplace uncertainties resulting from the continuous and unscrupulous redirections, inaccurate information, and dithering of politicians include capital availability uncertainty, investment and expansion cost uncertainty, resource availability uncertainty, consumer buying power uncertainty, and product and service demand uncertainty. Going forward, we'll examine the areas of unnecessary uncertainty, calling out the policies, practices, and perpetrators driving these conditions and their impact on the marketplace. But unlike other commentators who decry the unfairness of these events or focus on what should be done in Washington or what the masses should do to shape what is done in Washington, we'll share with you our thoughts on how the strategy-driven organization itself deals with these conditions in a way that positions it for long-term success. And we won't be suggesting the next best stock pick. We'll keep the discussion fact-based, balanced, and business-focused. As we share our thoughts with you, we hope you'll share your thoughts with us and challenge our thinking and perspective. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Strategy-Driven Editorial Perspective Podcast. We've shared our view and invite you to share yours at www.strategydriven.com. Until next time, so long.